bet on Scotty Lawson?
I think Scott's a good chance to play. Obviously, you know, who have we got out there that you'd be interested in? Scott, Ryan Burton, Brad Ebert's going to miss, as I think Ken has said previously. I think Trent McKenzie's going to be good to go from an SNFL perspective. He put up early in the game, but I think he's going to be available. I think that's about it, isn't it?
And Sam Gray's in recovery out there in the
lot. Yeah, it's just a modified part of training. Obviously, the guys you'll see from time to time. Yeah, some of the guys are in for full training. Some don't train twice a week, so he's under no cloud.
So even though Scotty's in that very light group at the moment, he's still has a chance to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get through what the fitness staff want to get him through today. But you know, for all intents and purposes, if he does, he's available for selection.
So yes, I'm out there throwing the main group that he was like listed as 2 to 3 on your report, I think.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
No, he's come up pretty well right now. You know our fitness staff tend to be as aggressive as we possibly can. You know, we think right now, if he gets through today, he's a good chance of being available again. So, we've got to weigh that up with the benefits of Ryan playing, but at the same time, you know, right now he's looking like he's going to be available, which is a great thing.
Just for the sake of going through absolutely everyone, Robbie and Jonas.
Yeah, so we expect both of those guys to be available. Rob, has got over his hand issue. He's been battling for a little bit from a body perspective, but we think the time that he's had off will probably serve him well. So he's available, and we think that Tom is going to be fine as well. So, you know, good news from an injury perspective. You know, coming into the middle of the year, you know, Charlie's out there. You would have seen the big fella running about, which is a great thing for the group as well.
What's this? Well, it looks sounds like an influx perhaps in the next couple of weeks of players due to the team that's been, you know, had a lot of new faces in it recently.
Yeah.
Due to that.
Oh, it's great. Sorry, the other one should have mentioned was Hamish's, you know, up and about as well. So it's fantastic to have these guys coming back. Obviously, we knew that around the China game and the mid-season break was going to be when a lot of these guys were going to be available. You know, we're keen to have them back as soon as we can. So. You know, we're not going to hold them out if they don't need to be held out. If someone's available now, then we'll push them for selection this week. It's obviously a really big game for us down in Tasmania this week.
So how do you approach the mid-season draft, mate?
With an open mind at the moment. So we've got a spot available. Jake Patmore has been placed on the injury list for the year. So we've got a spot. You know, our recruiting guys are still working through whether we want to have a selection or not. Obviously, we've got to weigh that up with the number of players that we've got coming back. You know, we have had a significant injury list, and so we were mindful for a while there of having enough, you know, bodies available. That seems to be something that we can take off the table, but, you know, we also want to make sure that we position ourselves as well as we can for at AFL level.
What's your philosophy on the, you know, there might be a few 18, 19 year olds who just missed out on the draft. What's your philosophy on picking up one of those kids now instead of waiting until October?
Well, I think that'll be the balance for the teams who are considering their selections. We'll take into account the idea of taking a young player. But at the same time, yeah, we'll also contemplate if there's someone that we can believe can help us out right now. I think across the competition, there'll be probably more younger players taken, but that'll be an interesting thing to see. You know, it's a new part of the competition, isn't it, the mid-season draft?
Do you think that's probably the quiet word for it, but the right word for it, but is that club sort of exploiting the mid-season draft? Obviously, the purpose of it was, you know, you need to top up on injured players and you might need to fill a certain role. Is that a side effect of the way that the rules have come in, do you think?
I think clubs are going to look to exploit whatever rule is there. Doesn't matter if they're rule changes to the actual game or changes to drafts. The clubs are going to do whatever they think is in their best interest at the time, and that's what our responsibility is. So, as I say, I think that there'll be a balance taken. There'll be some clubs who think that they might have a player that can come in and help right away. yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds on Monday night. I'm not even sure how many teams actually have, you know, the option to select, but yeah, it'll be fascinating to see. It's something else that'll be interesting.
Realistically, do you have a number that you're whittling it down? Do you have like six guys that you could take? Like one, you're on six guys or 10 guys or a dozen? Or?
Well, it'll also depend on the weekend if we get any injuries. Right now, we've got a spot available, so we've mentioned to the AFL that we want to make sure our options are open until the last possible minute that they need to be. So, we think our list is pretty balanced, and as I said, we've got some guys that are coming back, so injury is not necessarily going to be our number one concern. But at the same time, we also want to make sure that we give as many players an opportunity to actually play, and if we think that there's someone that can help us or potentially help us, then we'll look at it.
Chris, could you put Watts season before Monday?
We won't do that. So right now we want to make sure that Jack is given as much time as he possibly can to potentially get back. I think right now it's probably looking more unlikely than likely, but at the same time, we won't be making that call right now. And as you've seen over the last couple of weeks, things can change pretty quick. We weren't deliberately elusive with Charlie's situation. The reality is that he took two steps forward and one step back constantly, from his rehab. You're right, Lee. As I say, these things can change pretty quick. So we want to keep our options open for as long as we can.
Obviously, Sandford clubs are really unhappy about the mid-season draft, rightly or wrongly. Would that influence your decision whether you would take a player from the Sandford or alternative options, or
that,
or you'll just take the best
available
player?
Look, I understand the SANFL club's position and the SANFL's position on this. It's obviously a way up for us when you consider we're existing in a national competition, and our responsibility is to make sure that we're competing at that level first and foremostly. I think, will it come into our consideration? Yes, it will, but at the same time, it won't dictate who we end up taking if we actually have a selection on Monday night.
The China trip's not far away. Are there things that you've looked at of the way you've gone the first 2 years and very noticeable changes to the way you go about it this year from a football perspective?
No. I mean, we've been pretty comfortable with the way that we've gone about it. Obviously, from a players and coaches perspective, my role is to make sure in the short term they don't take their focus off this weekend. We'll tend to travel in the same sort of ways that we've done previously, obviously playing on the Sunday rather than the Saturday previously has thrown some times a day earlier. We'll travel in the same way that we have previously, train twice when we're over there. There's a couple of little things that the guys will do, away from footy that will give them an opportunity to get access to. I think we've been pretty happy with the way that we've gone about it the first 2 years.
Is the club happy that the game's later in the season and the bye will coincide with most of the other
teams? Yeah, it's certainly, we don't think it was a big issue, but at the same time, it's another issue that's off the table with going over there. So, the guys will have their break on the back of the game. Some will stay over and spend a few more days in a couple of different spots over there, and some will want to get home to their families in their home ports here. But we'll be back to training late the following week and ready to hit the second half of the season. We've got two important games obviously before the break, but obviously the second half of the season is where we can really get motoring.
Is the club getting what they've designed out of the China sort of 3 years, is it 3rd year now, you're getting what you wanted?
I mean, look, from a footy perspective, we've obviously won, we're 2 from 2, so we're getting what we want from that standpoint. I mean, I'll let others in the club talk about, and others are best placed to talk about what we're getting, but I think the club is committed to it. We're making as many posts the winner as we possibly can over there, and it's obviously got a long term future, which is fantastic.
In previous years, you've taken food over, I think, in some stuff there. Similar situation this time around.
Our dietitian Emily Hartley has sorted all of that. We've got it down to a you know, a bit of a fine art travelling over there now. It's obviously, you know, 2 years worth of experience doing it. You know, I can't see it's going to pose too many problems for us. Obviously, it's a longer flight, but you know, the guys are going to cope with that, and St Kilda have got to go through the same thing. So there'll be no excuses when we get over there. We've got it as good as we possibly can.
Is the same situation with guys and players not to sort of eat outside of the team hotel?
Oh yeah, I mean that's normal anyway. The guys don't eat outside of the hotel generally when we go to Melbourne, mate. So that's not that big of an issue for us. Yeah, we try and control as much as we possibly can, but the food that they eat when we go away is standard type stuff that the guys get in the hotels generally.
Obviously, the competition committee led Melbourne yesterday. You were part of that. There's a lot of talk out of that's been about the wild card round. Do you think that would be a beneficial thing if that was to come in?
Oh, look, something that the AFL are looking at. I'm certainly interested in all of the ways that the AFL are looking at, filling times in the calendar. The wild card stuff, as I say, is interesting for that first week of the finals. It's got to be weighed up with, does it help the teams that are down the bottom of the eight? You know, having to play an extra week, that was, you know, part of the conversation. But I'm sure the AFL will continue to look at, you know, the options for its final series into the future. You know, I think first and foremostly, though, that the AFL would acknowledge that the final series over the last few years have been cracking with that extra week, you know, off for the teams who are, you know, potentially needing to get some rest.
Chris Gillon has spoken today of a mid-season phase period.
Yep.
I'm not sure whether it's against the continue with both the draft and the trade, or is that one or the other? What's your preference?
I think the AFL are going to continue to look at ways that players can move within the competition, and it's, you know, I keep saying that it's got to be looked at in totality. You can't just implement something mid-year and not consider the way that that's going to have ramifications on the other ways that players can move within the comp. But I think it's a natural thing to look at. Most sports right now have a window in the middle of the season where players can change clubs. Whether that's a good thing for our competition or not is something that, you know, the AFL and the people who are making rules around it are going to have to continually look at. But I don't think we should look at it as something that's totally foreign in the world of sport.
Is it instead last couple of the rookie draft or to complement it by?
Well, I think, as I say, you've got to look at it in totality. So it's not just, it wouldn't just be about, if you were going to make changes to a mid-season trade period, you wouldn't just look at it as distinct from a mid-season draft. You'd be looking at the ways that players get onto the lists across the whole board. So that's something that, as I say, I'm really keen on. Obviously, I've got a Players Association background, so I understand that. It's important to look at these things in totality rather than just, you know, it's either this or that at that point in time. It's about the way that players get onto the list, you know, across the board, not just at the midpoint or at the start of the year. You've got to really, you know, contemplate what, consequences it's going to have for the way that the guys get on the list overall.
So you could do it during a whole season, any stage during the season?
Well, no, it would be, no. What I'm saying is if you're going to implement a mid-season trade period, yeah, then that's, it shouldn't just be in place of a mid-season draft. You've actually got to look at the way that then players get on the list at the start of the year, you know, the pre-season stuff that the AFL has brought in this year, the ability to you know, keep list spots open. You know, it's got to be looked at, you know, as a whole package rather than just one part. You know, consistently.
How concerned is the club about Brad Ebert? Obviously, after the bye, that you've made that call public. How concerned about?
No, I mean, not concerned at all. Brad's had some good news with some of the stuff that he's, the testing that he's had. So, I expect, as I say, Brad to be available after the mid part. But I think it's, what you're seeing is a way that clubs will handle concussion or symptoms of head knocks, you know, into the future. I think it's the reality of where the game's at. I think it's something that you'll see more of. I can't imagine that we're going to be the last club who takes a conservative approach to a player coming back.
Can I just ask one more? Sorry, Sidi. On player contracts, a lot of people, you know, love re-signing their young boys. three draftees.
Yep.
Are you pursuing that now, waiting on that? Where's that at?
Look, we'll move over the next period of time. I expect that... if you're talking about the three guys that we picked up early in the draft, that I can't imagine that right now any of those guys is going to necessarily be a problem re-signing. They're playing good footy, they're getting an opportunity. I can't imagine they would want any more from the club that they've gone to. So, I would expect that before, excuse me, guys, before the end of the year that that we would have something sorted out there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.